from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues. Brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And this segment of the Nation is presented by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book now at kissabledental.com. Brandon Cooks in 20 minutes. Here's the Chief with an edition of the Finest.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to our conversation with Brandon Cooks. That dude's a stud. He had a nice day out there. He was connecting with Dak a little bit, a couple of play-action opportunities. Brandon Cooks is really picking up right where he left off last year. As the season went on last year, he was awesome. 877-881-1053. More Cowboy observations and some around the NFL training camp coverage here. But the thing that has stood out to me most here in Oxnard, we talk about the builds of some of these guys. You know, Zimmer, his very interesting aesthetic. Of course, you have at the D-line, you have Jeff Zanina?
Zaniga.
Okay. I'm going to go with the way I said it.
Zanina.
And he looks like Mr. Incredible, and he's like just as jacked as anybody you've ever seen from top to bottom. And then Demata Peko. This is a former
I know where you're going
Cincinnati
with this one.
Bengal.
Nose tackle.
Baltimore Raven, nose tackle.
And the
tackle.
Hair. Like if you just think of the hair, yeah. The flowing locks.
He's the Troy Polamalu of interior defensive linemen, and he played many years for Mike Zimmer in Cincinnati. I need to see what they have him, what his measurables are physically here, because he is a giant dude. He's a former NFL run-stopping defensive tackle. But when they talk about having an anchor on the backside, you've never seen cheeks on a human being like this.
Nice.
I mean, this guy's over 300 pounds. He's big everywhere, and his ass still looks too big for his body.
Nice.
And I pointed it out to Kevin Hageland. I'm like, dude, just please look at this thing. And the look on Hagee's face, he was like, oh my gosh, I can't even fathom. Like, a profile view at this thing is insane. This is a guy that has to, not because he is overall too large, just specifically because of his cheeks, I think he's got to double up at a movie theater. I think he's got to double up on an airplane. Like, there's no way.
Up by what you're describing.
Like, he has to have his recliner tailor-made, I would imagine, for an ass like that. That's the ass you look at and you feel like you needed to pay money to see something like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's borderline unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Sounds like the man for the job, you know?
Yes, seriously. I think he would do a better job than what it is that we have old Mozzie doing right now. He was getting pushed around once again today. But you can't. Oh. I mean, what did Parcells always say, bro? To say it with me. You can't coach cheeks, right? That's one of his staples.
You can't
Now you're just messing with me.
You can dial 1-800-CHEEKS, though.
I was kind of wondering. I was kind of thinking, what would Parcells say? You can't coach Cheeks.
You can't coach Cheeks. That's why DeMata Pecco had himself quite the career in the NFL as just a bona fide space eater. And when you have a tank ass like him, you can do that. I don't think you're seeing that in Justin Rogers.
What's he weigh? Like 360 or so?
He's listed at 6'3", 325. But let's be honest about that. You say a defensive tackle's 325, Broadus.
Maybe
really,
from the waist down.
Yeah, he's really.
Yeah, I mean, that dumpster truck's probably 325.
Yeah, he's 325 pounds in his underwear.
I think he played it like that at 325.
Well, it's jarring, and I encourage all of you to check this guy out on the practice fields and come back and return and tell me you've ever seen anything like
that. The coach that's in the best shape of all the coaches is Al Harris.
Agreed.
Al Harris looks like he
kind of shape because Al Harris and Jeff
Al
Zunina,
Harris looks like he could still play.
I think Zunina does too.
Yeah,
Zunina looks unbelievable. Yeah.
The cardiologist is going to favor Harris though.
There's no question
Harris
about
is lean
that.
And, yeah.
The BMI is going to look a little bit.
Yeah,
better.
I think all these guys look like they could still play. They really do.
Yeah.
Even Greg Ellis, I think, might be able to give you a couple of snaps.
I don't think
the head guy. Yeah.
No. I don't know. I don't know if Greg can still play.
Greg is a sweet
I don't
man.
Think.
Can he give you one snap?
No.
The knees are too bad.
Everything he got.
In 5 good years.
Jeff Zunina got on me, by the way, when I had a chance to meet him, because he asked me where we had him on our board in Green Bay. He got picked in the 7th round. I lied. I said we had him in the 3rd. I just lied.
I hope we get to talk to Jeff and be like, hey, what did this guy tell you? You lied to your bleeping face, Jeff.
Yeah. No, don't do that. But no, I kind of like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I think we had you in the 3rd round on the board. He goes, where the hell were you? I got picked in the 7th. And I'm like, I was just a scouting assistant then. Yeah. I really had no control over what was going on.
Yeah. He does have that weird G in the last name, though. It's like, is it silent? Where does it go?
I think it's Jeff Zunina.
Can we
try and get him on the interview round? Can we see if we can get him?
No, because
I think I've sent enough texts within the last 30 minutes of like 4 different people.
Because
you guys can all go bleep yourselves right now. Okay, we're getting who we're getting.
We wouldn't have enough dump button.
I'm dead serious.
Like, yeah, we would.
You know, he was, I mean, some serious F-bombs
today. I don't
know
what his background is. Like, I don't know if he's got the skins on the wall like Walchuk
did. He went to Chicago. He's from Chicago.
No, I just mean, like, in terms of acting and, like, musical theater and stuff. I don't know how much of a showman he is.
Oh, no, he's a super fun guy.
If you were doing just you were trying to typecast for, like, a live-action Incredibles movie, there is no person walking the earth that would do better just in terms of the perfect human being cast type.
With the hair, with the mask.
The jaw,
yeah.
The face, every ounce, like his every piece of his body is Mr. Incredible. He is the human embodiment of him. Yeah. So if they ever do a live action thing, they got to figure out if he's got
I lied to him. I felt
chops.
Bad. I
Where do you think he played college football?
Purdue.
He's a Boilermaker. He's a Big Ten.
He got
That's
recruited.
A Big Ten
body. He got
He's a Boilermaker.
He got recruited, and he was going to go to Illinois. And then he ended up at Notre Dame. I got his whole story.
All right, I got a pronunciation guide, too.
Zunina?
Zunina. Jeff Zunina.
Okay.
Jeff Zunina.
Yeah, I like that a little bit better.
Are you calling cap on that, Brian?
On what?
The pronunciation for his
name. Really,
Where's the S and the K?
Yeah.
All right,
it's just the pronunciation there. I don't know. Zunina.
Let's take a look at some
Zunina.
Rookies. Must be from the same part of the world as Coach Krzyzewski.
Yeah, that one was a tough one, too. I
Good
never
call.
Knew how they got that out of there.
Yeah, Coach K. That was the most obvious nickname in the world.
Yeah.
You're Coach K, bro. Okay, we have some rookies across the sport making waves, the first of which is Marvin Harrison Jr. Grade this. How disrespectful is this? If this was your son,
1 out of 10
move. Yeah, grade this 1 out of 10. I think this is going to piss Broadus off more than anybody. This is Marvin Harrison Jr., former Buckeye, now rookie with the Cardinals, making plays after practice. He's up at the wall. He's signing autographs. Boom, boom, boom. One of the kids, probably like 13 years old, gets the autograph from Marvin Harrison Jr., and then as he's walking away, shouts at him, go blue, bleep the Buckeyes.
That's you can't do that.
That's 100% crossing the line.
That's crossing the line.
That's a Cardinals fan who's also a Wolverine.
That then,
and he's now crossing streams.
That, yeah,
with his rookie.
Don't just you know just take
don't the, cross streams with your rookie.
Never do that with your rookie.
Just take the interview.
That's what Parcells used to say too. No streams crossed.
Good call.
No days off too.
The problem is out here in these environments, the loudest person is often like the most socially dysfunctional, and they cannot turn down an opportunity to make people look at them. Like today, there was some. from Yahoo trying to start a Let's Go Cowboys, like in full-on shout mode, for probably 3 minutes.
That was Wolchuk, wasn't it?
Yeah. Nobody joined him the whole time. I was like, Wolchuk, hush, dude. Everybody's...
I mean, I need to get the people going, man. All like five people that are out here.
Yes.
Hey, settle down. Today was... they showed up for military appreciation today.
The military showed
up. Appreciation.
If we would, if today was the first day of practice, I wouldn't have even batted an eye at the crowd. I'd been like, it was a pretty run-of-the-mill standard crowd today.
Hey, I think my man Mike Leslie like takes pictures before they let him in.
I like that move.
I think
you get here an hour before practice. Yeah, he takes a picture of the bleachers
and then like puts it out like thin crowds at the Cowboys. How does he do his voice? He's got one of those voices like he always talking to.
Oh, he's got a TV voice.
Yeah, he's like, hi, how's it going, Brian? Hey, it's good to see you. I'm taking pictures before the crowd's even out here today.
He's watchdogging that line.
Yeah.
He's all over that story.
Way over that.
Back to you, Jeff. we have
Jeff.
We have Xavier Worthy against press coverage, the rookie wide receiver who's getting a lot of deep bombs. I mean, that's a guy taking the top off left and right in Kansas City right now.
He's a top off guy.
With Pat Mahomes.
It's like just a pinball in that video, isn't
it? But in this video, man,
my goodness,
this is the hazards of being an extremely undersized receiver in football.
Like 149?
You see him get jammed by the corner at the line of scrimmage, completely throws him like inside and off his route. He's sort of stumbling, which pushes him right into the linebacker, who then just completely de-cleats him.
Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL. To the youngster. We have Joe Milton allegedly outplaying. You're going to love this one, Broadus. I think you are too, Wolchuk. Joe Milton in New England right now, the Tennessee quarterback, has allegedly outplayed Drake May through six practices.
Yeah. Well, Milton's got a cannon on him.
He does.
He's got a ham cannon.
He's got
an absolute cannon.
Mm. We'll see. Maybe he's the rookie quarterback that that surprises some people. Mm. And then, you know,
don't they have a veteran guy up there also?
Brissett's going to start for
That's what I thought. Okay.
Speaking of rookies in Las Vegas with the Raiders, you have Brock Bowers, the Georgia
tight end. I heard nothing but great things about him up there.
Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's supposed to be the real deal. And he is. I'm seeing him, a couple of nice plays on linebackers. He's mossing them down the seam.
They're showing around the NFL. Bit. He's always on those clips.
I've seen some articles coming out of Raiders camp. They're gearing up to make a push for Dak Prescott. He might be the key offseason move for them next year. They're like, that's our franchise quarterback. You don't want him, we'll take him. He's going to be a Vegas Raider.
They're a quarterback away from being a team that can get to the wild card round.
For them, hell, I don't think they've won a playoff game in since 2002.
No, that's a Super Bowl for them. Stash.
Maybe they just take the one playoff win.
They will, and they'll build a statue in Vegas for him. Like, that's the difference.
Right next to the Owl Flame.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I'd love to have Dak. Oh, he's my guy.
He's not very fast, though, Al.
Oh, it's okay. He could throw the ball.
He's tough as hell.
Oh, I love this guy. Yes. Oh.
Well, Al, there's good things being said about your rookie tight end right now. Apparently, one of the corners for the Raiders, Nate Hobbs, when talking about
he can't cover, he's a bum.
How's Nate Hobbs still in the league?
I don't know. I think it's a different Nate Hobbs.
Is that the cartoon strip guy?
Yeah. No, this is not the cartoon strip.
Hobbs. What was the Hobbs? what was it called?
Wallace and Gromit.
Whoa, it's Hobbs.
Come on.
It's
Calvin and Hobbs.
Calvin and Hobbs.
Oh, Calvin.
Nerd. Why when I try, you guys just fall off the map?
It's not my wheelhouse.
I'm not trying anymore. Yeah. I'm not.
Thank God.
I am not.
Please don't try.
And don't you sit there.
1970s comic strip references.
Hey, Calvin and Hobbs is not a 1970s. Now,
Continue with the show, Eric. Thank you very much. On to better content.
Was it the 50s?
If I said Dagwood or some crazy thing like that or Blondie,
That's a great sandwich, the Dagwood.
Okay.
Dagwood?
Dagwood. Gosh, dang it. It's food. Don't you know anything?
I've never heard of any of these things. When you say Hobbs, I think about Fast and the Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm not even trying anymore.
Yeah.
Not even trying with you guys. Because nobody cares when I throw out a reference. It's like,
it's a comic. You just gave us a comic strip reference from the 60s, man. I have no idea who Calvin and Hobbes are.
How about
and I'm not
bit
sorry
more,
about it.
Yeah, you should be.
They've never read a newspaper in their life, Brian. Punks.
Imagine that.
I read one online before.
Yeah, I read them digitally all the time. Actually, that's a lie because you have to pay like a bunch of money now to read your newspapers locally. It's BS.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a little ink on your fingers.
All right, so Nate Hobbs, not the comic strip guy.
Calvin Hobbs.
He's a corner for the Raiders. Talking about guarding the rookie tight end Brock Bowers. He says, I had no clue about his speed. Usually when I get on the tight end.
You didn't have any clue either about that comic.
He says, I could let off or jog a little bit when I'm guarding tight ends usually. But with him, you got to be locked in because he's different. He is. And everybody knows it. Including you over there, Broadus, who I know is not trying anymore, so I'm not going to try and get anything out of you. Our guys,
I'm taking the Bastic approach here.
Man, the Texans is fired up about the idea of Dak to the Raiders, though.
Yeah.
That'd be the best thing they've heard all day.
They like that?
Some of them do.
I do think that is probably... Oh. I know the Giants are the team that gets talked about, and I do understand that. I think there are some elements
that
makes sense.
No, those are Cowboys fans.
But Raiders, I could see the Raiders being right at or near the top of the list of teams most likely to. Now, I don't know how interested Dak would be in a team like that.
Do you think Mark Davis would do that to Jerry?
All in, going all in. I don't know. I guess you'd be better answering that. I don't know.
It
seems like competition.
Should have known better.
Seems like competition.
Should have known better. Sorry about that, Eric.
I mean,
back to you.
How many owners are saying, I don't want to. You know, anger the other owners. So
sometimes these dudes do little crazy little deals like that.
Well, that would be crazy for the Raiders to pass up the first respectable quarterback they've had since Rich Gannon, just to keep Jerry smiling. I mean, honestly, Jerry will probably be happy that he's going to the Raiders instead of the Giants. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
You're probably like, dude, please go to the Raiders. Now you're in the Pat Mahomes division. Honestly, if you're the Cowboys and you're like getting rid of Dak, and you're probably not hoping that he has more success without you, right? You probably want him to go to the Raiders more than the Giants.
It's telling the truth on what you got, too. You know, if he leaves and, like, the Rams get him, you're like, oh, geez, they're probably going to make more out of him. But if the Raiders are the team, like, lining up to get him, what they do is overpay mid-quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, this is the clarity that you need. It's the clarity that you need, Brian.
What did you say?
Oh, geez, do we want to keep Dak or not? Wait, who's on line two? The Raiders. They want Dak. Okay. It's been answered.
They're the what-not-to-do
team. We have clarity. Yeah. If in the late 2000s Bill Belichick wanted your defensive end, and that you were like, crap, why are we making a mess out of our defensive end? Bill Belichick is going to take him, turn him into an all-pro. Yeah.
Or he's going to send you his guy who's done, and you're going to end up paying too much, yeah.
Big respect to DJ Moore, the Bears, who just got his $110 million extension.
Did he sign his what kind of outfit was he wearing in that thing?
I don't know about an outfit.
Did you see what he was signing his contract in?
No.
No.
Look it up.
Were you watchdog in his attire?
I think it's pretty crazy. I might have got ball sacked on this one.
I think he got ball sacked again.
No. I think DJ Moore is one of those likes to get wacky with the outfit guy.
I think he signed it with a – I think he did a wacky – I think he did a bit.
I think you nailed that too, Broadus. Can we get any confirmation?
Did he do it? No, he might have done something Christmas. With a – He might have done something with a helmet. He did it with his helmet, with his visor and all that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's always ready for action.
Can't say I'm seeing anything
all
here.
All right. I got ball sack.
Well, apparently he celebrated his big contract extension
Popeyes.
With the Bears.
We're 0 for 2 this segment on your references,
okay,
Brian.
Here we go. Now, this was Warren Sharp who tweeted this out. So he's wearing what looks to be a floral hoodie with his helmet on and the Guardian cap. So that's what DJ Moore signed in.
Okay, yeah, that's a weird one. I'm with you on that one. That is a
very
funny, goofy one. But he did have an 8-piece from Popeyes to celebrate.
It's a hell of a good
Dawson,
celebration.
Dawson
man.
Goes.
Has Dawson even had a tackle box?
No, that's what I'm saying. Dawson, wait till Friday when you guys roll out of town. He's like, all of a sudden the car's like, you think you're going on to the 101, and all of a sudden,
that's right.
It's like.
Best Popeyes in America right here in Oxnard, California.
I'm going to order off the menu here. I'm sorry you don't have to show me one. I'm just going to tell you what
better.
I want.
Yeah, I don't need to look.
These guys might need an menu. I don't need
Hold
one.
The coleslaw.
It's a damn good popcorn shrimp, man.
Hold the coleslaw.
It's elite. All righty. Thank you so much for an edition of the finest every afternoon at 5 o'clock here on 105.3 The Fan. Brian's in a mood this afternoon. It's fun.
I'm about to go get a drink.
Okay.
Thank God.
Are you?
I think I got one of these little cards. We can get drinks.
Can you get two?
Oh, I think they've already tapped out over
card.
There.
Okay.
Practice has been over for a couple hours now.
I need to be drunk to handle the rest of this show with you.
We're going to 7 o'clock this evening. Rangers lost this afternoon. We have the Expressway. Brandon Cooks is going to join us around the Olympics and so much more. Coming up next here in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, it's time to chat with Brandon Cooks as we continue live here in Oxnard. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, by Best Buy Windows and Siding, and by Guardian Caps. And the segment here is presented by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today, carsforkids.org. Joining us now in his second year with the Cowboys on the On Time Experts hot seat, On Time Experts Air Conditioning and Plumbing, same day service guaranteed. It's wide receiver Brandon Cooks here on the Fan, and a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
Good afternoon, fellas. It's always great to be able to come out and hang out, so good to see y'all.
Especially after a practice like that, seemed like you guys were in sync definitely today. How'd it feel out there?
It felt great. You know, second day had passed, first day obviously kind of get your feet wet a little bit. Second day you settle in, so you felt the competition, you felt the pass popping, but I think it was a great overall competitive day.
I mean, Dak was just lacing them in there, too.
Yeah, he was. I mean, that's what you do. That's what red zone is all about, right? Those windows get a little tighter, so you got to make those contested catches, those pinpoint throws, and I think today was a good example of that.
How are things different without CeeDee Lamb?
I mean, let's just be honest. CeeDee is one of the best receivers in the league for a reason, right? You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we out here grinding and understanding what he has going on. So we trying to better ourselves individually and as a team. And whenever he gets back, we know special things going to happen.
Did your role change at all without having CeeDee here? You just kind of move up the pecking order?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think at the end of the day, it's just going out here, being able to get some of those reps that maybe you're usually not able to get because, you know, our guy 8A is going to get them. But to be able to show that, you know, all of us can do some things that we're not necessarily able to do all the time when he's out here. So I think it's a positive from that standpoint because you build that rapport with your quarterback. So I say I've had some opportunities to be able to do that and capitalize on that.
How are you feeling about the rest of the wide receiver room right now? Like Tolbert making plays. I know he's been your guy. You've kind of taken him under your wing, but Jalen Brooks as well.
Yeah, Billy Johnson.
Billy. Yeah, I think the whole receiver room, I think you've been seeing throughout camp, everyone making plays here and there. And like I said, from top to quote-unquote bottom, I don't like using that word, but guys are making plays, guys are showing up, and that's what it's all about, training camp is competing.
How much more has there been added into the offense? How different is the offense than maybe it was this time last year?
You know, I think from the standpoint, we like to say, I think we're perfecting this offense. The second year in Coach McCarthy offense is more so now we're perfecting it. And what I mean by that is just the little nuances, the little things that that goes into a play as far as difference. I just would say we're perfecting it.
It's Brandon Cooks here with with us on the Fan. Okay, so coming off the Green Bay game, are you the kind of guy that likes to stew with that and get mad about it and use it as motivation, or do you move on? How do you treat that?
I think it's two things, obviously twofold. You got to move on from the aspect that last year is last year, but at the same time, you got to remember that because every single game, I feel like we got to treat it as a playoff game to be able to put our mindset, bless it, we get there. We got to go take care of business. We start that earlier, that mind frame earlier. So that's the only thing I would say. You use it as fuel in the offseason, but now it's a new year. Last year was last year. Let's keep it pushing.
The topic of culture came up a lot this offseason, and you've had success in a variety of different locations. You're going to year two now here. The Cowboys playoff disappointment, not obviously all on you, but it's been going on for 30 years. So have you noticed anything that is different that stands out when it comes to playing for the Cowboys versus playing anywhere else?
The biggest difference, I would have to say, is we as players, we really got to do a great job of that cliche of tuning out the noise, right? That's just the truth. It's the most viewed franchise in the world, and that's a blessing. That's a great thing. You got to take that advantage of that. But at the same time, being able to learn how to tune out that noise and focus on the task at hand, not to believe your own press clippings, and stay focused on what we got in front of us.
What was the personal focus this offseason for you? Anything in terms of, I mean, you're looking lean, machine, you're still fast as can be out there. What was the dedication?
The dedication was just to make sure I come back and it doesn't look like I lost a step, right? And in my mind, it's like, come on early on in the season to be able to make plays, be a playmaker for this team, and not be quote unquote, the middle of the season or the end of the season. Like, let's come out, hit the ground running, and set that tone that we all coming at you.
How much time did you spend in the backyard?
You know, this year we did most of the throwing in Dallas, whether it be Salina or SMU,
okay,
and then obviously the Oregon trip in the summertime right before camp.
Yeah, is that a Lake Oswego?
Yeah, that's Lake Oswego, Westland, that little little bunch over there, but it was great because we had a bunch of the guys out, I think, about 20 guys. But to be able to have that, that field work, but at the same time, being able to build that camaraderie off the field was special.
Was that your thing that you organized from the Northwest?
It was always Dak's thing that he organized, okay, but, he kind of leaned on me this year to be able to play a part in that, to take some off his shoulder. So, yes, we had it in Oregon because that's where I live in off season. So, you had guys staying at my house, guys staying at another house, and then we working out at Nike. So, it was kind of hand-in-hand with that.
Now, I lived in Portland for a while. I know how bad traffic can get. You tempted to take them up in the plane and just shoot over to the campus?
No, I know. That traffic's still bad, by the way. But for the most part, everything was relatively centered.
What kind of Northwest recreation do you like to do in the summer? Is it fishing? Is it mountain biking?
It's hiking. Hiking, just all the different waterfalls that you can jump into. I think the hiking, as you know, is unbeatable in the Northwest in the summertime.
How you feeling about the pack, too?
I'm still upset about that. I don't know how we get left out when we have some of the best, programs in what was the Pac-12, but, it is what it is.
Where would you like to see Oregon State go from here?
I just would have loved to see that it never got broken up.
Yeah.
That's first. Two, I think they're doing a smart job by keeping the name and then, see where it goes from there.
Brandon Cooks here with you on 105 through the Fan. Okay, I don't want to stir anything up, but I thought, maybe you were a guy that would get more than 81, targets last year. Did that number seem low to you?
To be very honest with you, I didn't even realize how many targets I had until you just said that. For me, the competitive nature for me is like, of course, I want to be involved more because I know what I can do and help our team win. But when you're winning and your target's low, I don't want to be a distraction, nor should you be a distraction, because at the end of the day, the name of the game is win.
Yeah.
But the games that we lose or whatever the case may be, that's where in my mind, could I have helped more? But from my mindset, keep pushing. Let them see that you open. The ball's going to come, and when it does, just be ready when your number's called.
The professionalism, the positivity. I think when it's Brandon Cooks in those words, I mean, there's nobody better than you, man. I mean, so props for staying locked in like that. Did something click with the offense or for you in the second half of last year? It did seem like that production increased as the year went on.
I think it was just more about once again, I think showing on tape that you open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dak continued to build that rapport with me. Obviously, it was our first year. And building that trust from the quarterback to receiver is so huge. So I think that second half of the season, you started to see that and continue to build that through the season, the offseason. And hopefully we continue to pick up on that.
It's Brandon Cooks with us here on The Fan. What are you getting into out here? You playing a little video games? You playing any NCAA? What do you do out here?
I'm going to have to wait for the NCAA once we get back home. But honestly, the TV's off. I'm all about just going to practice, eat, recover, watch film. My family is out here just for a little bit. But even then, it's like, you love them. I love my kids. But camp is about locking in. So, you know, they took off and they went back home. I'll see you, you know, I'll see you at the end. Loving to death, but Dad got to sacrifice some time.
Absolutely.
Right now.
You got to focus. So you don't get into the Olympics at all during the Olympic year.
When the sprints come on, okay. I'll make sure I check it out.
That's so next week, I think, next week is when we get that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like the swimming. Yes. I tell myself, like, man, that 50-meter freestyle, I don't know why I think this, but I think I can compete.
that's
I know they'll probably humble me, but I don't know. Like, if I can jump out farther than them to start off with and then get a head start, maybe that's my chance.
I mean, you have good reason to be optimistic. I doubt you lost many races. Yeah. Now, did you ever sprint against any of these guys, or how far did you take track?
Funny thing enough is Ry Benjamin, you know, I was fortunate enough to sprint in the summertime a couple years ago. He's the 400-meter hurdler.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he should win it. But to be able to sprint with those guys is like, okay, there's fast, and then there's just different speed and, like, to how they make it look so effortless. So I was able to spend a summer with them at UCLA in the offseason one summer. And I was definitely humbling.
Would you still think you're the fastest guy on the team?
Yeah, which receiver's challenging you right now? I mean, Turpin, obviously. Anybody talking about it?
You know, but funny thing enough, we don't talk about it. It's just like one of those things that we all so confident in our own speed that if you ask, it's always going to be, oh, me. Or, you know, that person going to say him. And that's what you love about it. But we won't be getting no races. I said this last year. I'm not racing.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do is pull a ham doing that. So I saw today, actually, it's recirculating the video of Andre Johnson and Courtland Finnegan getting after it.
Oh, okay? What a fight. Yeah. What a moment.
Now, today,
great fight.
We got our first training camp scuffle with rookie Kalen Carson, who I love. That dude's a dog. But for you, in your history of playing football, have you ever gone at it with a DB? Has there been anybody that you're like, man, I kind of wouldn't mind mixing it up a little bit?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it happens in camp all the time. And it's funny enough, you don't never know who it is. It's just tempers get high. You know, you get a little tired out there. You want to slow down practice a little bit, so let's fight. But it's what it's all about, right? As long as you're not out there being a fool and stupid about it, it's going to happen. It's a bunch of men that's, you know, compete for a job.
Definitely.
And you love to see it. I don't think anyone gets mad about it.
Have we had any rookies do some talent show stuff? Anybody impressing you? What did BB do? Because we had BB here. He was thinking about,
what
did he do
song?
Hannah Montana? Did he do Party in the USA?
What was his song? I know he crushed it.
He crushed it?
He
crushed
good.
It. Tyler Guy crushed it.
Did he?
What did he go with? Rick James. But this, so far, this might be the best rookie class I've seen just getting up there singing, not being shy about it.
All right, we got some pipes.
Yeah, we do.
I remember Overshone last year had some pipes.
Yeah.
He kind of shut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's very good. Now, what is the rookie right now? Any hazing? Any jobs that they're having to do?
That's one thing that I've been so fortunate and blessed when I was a rookie. So at least in my room, I passed that down. It's like the biggest thing is, you know, going to pick up food, you know, getting snacks for the room. That's about as far as we go in the receiving room and really the team. Like, we got so much to focus on. We need these guys. We'll play with them a little bit, but not to the aspect of the old days, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, how much has it changed? Like,
a lot.
Your training camp, man.
A lot. I mean, you talking about rookie hazing back then, you get your head shaved or tied up to the goalpost. Ain't none of that going on no more.
Man, the good old days.
They don't even have to carry pads anymore, do they?
Helmets. No, I ain't seen no pads, and most guys want to keep it on.
Yeah.
Is Micah trying to sumo wrestle everybody in the locker room? What's going on?
Micah can keep that in China. You know, we ain't doing none of that out there. Jaw strap slinging.
you've been keeping tabs with Gilly?
We talk every day.
The besties,
you know,
man. How's he doing?
He doing great. Just staying ready. You know, we'll see where we go from there.
All right. You've been here now for one full season. I want to do some teammate superlatives, if that's okay with you.
All right.
Who would be, according to Brandon Cooks, the funniest guy on the team?
T. Billy.
T.
T-Billy?
Yeah.
He seems like he's a personality
T-Billy.
Guy.
Okay, so so it is a receiver. I was wondering, T-Billy. Would it be a receiver?
Yep.
And he's showing out having a good camp.
All right, point receiver room.
Point for the receiver.
Can he really go, or is he just making a name for himself in camp?
I mean, people forget.
Yeah.
T-Billy, what was it? I think it was a 5-game stretch.
With the Chargers.
He was averaging 50 yards a catch
or
something like that. He can go.
Right.
He can go. I really believe that.
That's a guy who can take the top off.
Yeah.
And it takes one to know one. And that's Brandon Cooks right there.
Doubt.
All right, Brandon, who is the biggest trash talker on the team?
Oh, we got to go with probably Micah or J-Lou.
Okay,
I heard J-Lou today.
Yeah, I heard about J-Lou.
Yeah. I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yes. I heard about that.
All right, guy you'd most trust to babysit your kids?
Oh, Jalen Tolbert.
Oh, that was quick.
No question. I mean, low-key did it before in a sense. You know, he stayed at my house a couple times in Oregon, obviously for the receiver trip, but came out before. And there's no doubt a couple times I done forgot, like, go ahead, JT, you got – and I'm going, you know, to go run an errand or something
That's
like that.
That's awesome.
And there's no second guessing with that guy.
Do you remember what the age was of the kids, like when you got comfortable leaving them? Because I've got a 5-month-old daughter. I've not left her with anybody yet.
No, sir. Not that early.
Yeah.
my son is getting ready to be 4. Our thing is I want to be able to explain a sentence.
Sure.
And so whenever he was able to articulate what was going on, we was good with that. But be honest with you, it's only been my mom or her mom. But
or Jalen Tolbert.
Or JT.
I'll have to get his number. He might have to babysit some.
Wise beyond his years, Jalen Tolbert. All right, who's the guy you'd least trust to babysit your kids?
I'm going to go with – man, that's a good one. I'm going to have to go with Micah Parsons. He gets distracted too easy.
He'll have him on the podcast. He'll have him cutting
the
audio.
Next thing you know, he on his podcast or something, and the kids out there in the backyard swimming.
kids are going to be podcasting sumo wrestlers after that babysitting.
Shadowboxing in the background.
Yeah. All right, the teammate Brandon Cooks would most like to have his back in a bar fight.
Oh, my gosh, Tyler Smith.
What a monster.
Strong as hell.
Dog. I might not have to fight.
I don't think you will.
I might not have to fight.
You probably won't. Get him, Tyler.
No doubt.
Is he the guy on the team that impresses you most in the weight room? Who would be that guy?
In the weight room? I would have to say him. No doubt.
Now that maybe Tyron Smith is gone, the big man's left the room. Okay, the guy on the team that's most likely to invite teammates over for barbecue. Maybe a little cookout at the crib.
Dak.
That's Dak.
Dak.
That's
Dak. I think he does it already all the time. Yeah.
Does he cook himself? Or?
There's a video swirling around there that he on the grill or something like that. But it probably been one of those moments like, hey, get a video of me on the grill, but not really doing that.
did you see his dance moves? That video that went
He was hitting it. He was hitting it. Like, little yes.
He was having fun.
Well, I was just going to ask you, who's your favorite guy on the team to make fun of? But maybe it's Dak.
Yeah, I'll give it to Dak because he can dish it, but he can also take it.
Okay, and then finally, did you know that Mike Zimmer was a bit of a Riz God?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's known throughout the league.
Yeah, no, Zim,
everyone pretty much knows.
Zim is a dog, and he's a it's Zim, no doubt.
You ever give him a fist bump for that one? Just say, hey, I game respect game?
Just respect. You know, I'm going to have to say what's going on, but
attaboy.
Respect, big guy.
If you could catch one pass from any NFL quarterback in history, not one that you've played with, though. Who was
Joe Montana?
Montana,
no
he's
question.
Your guy.
I mean, growing up a Niner fan, Joe Montana. Joe Montana. Yep.
Troy Aikman, second, of course.
Oh yeah, I mean, no doubt. You
there
know,
you go.
Being here, yeah.
Starbuck.
I'm just an honest man.
No,
I grew up
I
riding my bike to UOP, watching you know those guys at training camp.
Dude, okay. I actually have a question for you. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to Dak. I was going to give him this as a response, a canned quarterback answer for when he inevitably gets asked about the whereabouts of CeeDee Lamb during the holdout. Maybe you can pass this along to him. Whenever Dak gets asked about this, Dak should respond, I don't know exactly where he is right now. I just know he's open.
That was a good one. I'm going to give it to
he's
him.
Open.
I'm going to give it to him. So if you hear it on his next interview...
We can thank
that's
B-Cooks.
All you.
We
no,
thank
not me. Not me.
That's all you.
On the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing hot seat, Brandon Cooks, thank you so much for joining us on The Fan.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Salute. An absolute A-plus there from Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
Man, so many great moments in that interview, so salute to him. Maybe that is a sign of things to come this season with Brandon Cooks. I do understand he's amongst the finalists to join us in our Cowboys Weekly interview segment. We do have Rangers content coming up at 6 o'clock. We have to, unfortunately, relive and revisit some of the big topics around Ranger disappointment. Once again, they got whacked. I mean, last night, 8-1, they outdid themselves today, 10-1, and got one hit by a dude making his big league debut, McGreevy or something like that. He owned him. One hit. We'll give you a C-note coming up at 6:20, recap a lot of the Cowboys news that have been happening. So we're going all the way until 7 o'clock. But I want to go a little bit around the Olympics, okay, because we got a lot of Olympic stuff going on. Wolchuk's got some restroom revelations here coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. An outstanding question for you. The USA beat South Sudan 103-86. The 17-point margin of victory did not cover the spread, which was 29. Bam Adebayo had 18 points. The USA now 2-0 in group play. They have secured a spot already in the quarterfinals that will get underway a week from today. Okay, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament might be the most fascinating thing going on right now with the Olympics for me, because I'm shocked it's a sport, number one, and I'm shocked how much of a throwaway the roster is.
Dude, isn't Jimmer Fredette on the U.S. team?
Yes, they brought in Jimmer Fredette for more firepower.
I didn't know this was a sport either in the Olympics.
Hey, he's a sniper, man. Shoot.
You got the big three. You got guys like Katino Mobley and, you know, Jermaine O'Neal, Glenn Davis, I don't know, in theory working their 3-on-3 game. How does Kareem Maddox become your leading scorer? He made a two-pointer with about 3 minutes remaining to cut the lead to 18-14 before Dylan Travis missed for the U.S. to set up Serbia's game winner. I mean, stop me when you recognize one of these names. Okay. Also, Serbia did not miss a one-point shot, making all 12 attempts, while the U.S. made just 10 of 16 of those, which makes me sound like in 3-on-3 hoops, the shots inside the arc are high-percentage looks. Serbia made all 12 of them. That would be a damn record in the NBA if you made your first 12 field goal attempts. Kenyon Berry, who's the son of Hall of Famer Rick Berry.
Rick Berry, yeah.
There's a name you'll recognize. Yeah. Works as a scientist for a defense contractor, added 2 points and a rebound off the bench.
That's a damn Olympian right
there.
That's
wonderful, man.
I guess. It seems like a weird bid of like YMCA guys getting together to compete internationally in maybe our best game than football.
Is this like real 3-on-3 basketball?
Yeah.
Or is this the – have you guys seen that game they have with just the goal with no backboard? It's almost like they're walking in there, and it's like – but you just like – you have to like almost swish everything. Oh. Ever seen that game?
Is that the Australian version of basketball?
It's crazy. It was like a
backboard game.
Backboard game.
I have seen
that. Yeah, here we go, right there. Carter's got it up on the
Kyrie grew up.
What's that called?
It's called Korfball, from what I understand.
Korfball.
K-O-R-F.
I kind of thought that's what you were talking about. That there are a bunch of dudes with no backboard just kind of walking.
We got legit 3-on-3 basketball, and we decided to send dudes that wouldn't even make the G League. Seems like a travesty.
That's amazing. I saw that somebody won a silver medal in the Olympic shooting. It was Turkey. Turkey sent out a guy with no specialized lenses or eye cover or ear protection. He just looked like a random dude they pulled right out of the audience. And he goes out there and he wins silver.
I saw that, yeah.
It's a damn assassin.
That was
what?
Cool. Yeah, he's got his hand in his pocket,
yes.
Both eyes open. He's got two-eye technique and just draining them.
That's incredible.
It's good for a silver medal.
As nonchalant a shooter as you've ever seen in your life, and this dude gets up there and half-asses his way to silver.
You know, is he military?
No idea.
He's got to have some kind of dominant background.
Come on,
he's probably a hitman.
Definitely proficient with firearms, I'll tell you that much.
51 years old,
The USA women played against Australia today in 11-on-11 soccer. Yeah. They won 2-1. They advanced to the quarters. They're going to take on Japan. Trinity Rodman with another goal. She has scored or assisted in 3 straight games. First time that's happened in her international career.
Did the men move on? They were playing Guinea last night.
Yes, the men are onto the quarterfinals for the first time since 2000. They'll face Morocco
yeah.
in the quarters on Friday. That's an 8 o'clock Texas time game. U.S. head coach Marko Mitrovic is my guy. He has abandoned the idea of possession. He says, we're holding defensive shape and we're counterattacking. 7 goals in the last 2 games. 1 goal surrendered.
All right, that's your U.S. Men's National coach right there.
I'm good with Marco.
Let's go. Sounds said like I'm out.
He's got the tactics. Canadian women's soccer docked 6 points for spying on their opponents' practices last week with drones.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They took it a step further in Spygate. This is amazing.
I saw, like, they were super sloppy with the way they went about it. Like, there was email exchanges where they were being very
transparent. The Canadian flags
about
on the drone. Yes. It's like, we know who this is, guys.
Come on. So they went into today's game 2-0, but with 0 points, they got the 1-0 win against Colombia. And an update on the story, their video coordinator, Jill Belichick, has been banned. I couldn't believe it.
Jill Belichick? Jill Belichick. Family tree.
Yeah. Okay, it's time now for an edition of Restroom Revelations. And here's your host, Woolchuck.
Who's peeing in the pool? Just admit it. 877-881-1053.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's back now because we've got Olympic swimmers who are revealing the unspoken protocol for peeing in the pool while they're just putting all their faith in chlorine.
You know, we had the birthday party for Abby on Saturday, 13 years old. Unbelievable how old she is now, freaking teenager. But I told all the kids as they were coming into the house, the only rule is no running on the garage floor because that's when you could slip, break a wrist. You might miss a couple
of months
for the
soccer
team.
Did you tell your mom that, did you? When she would slip down the stairs.
Why you got to bring up old stuff like this, Brian? Come
that's
on,
a good
geez,
point, Brian.
Man.
I should have been looking out for my mom better.
He was looking out for kids, not the mom. Mom, go ahead and take
it. Not the mama.
But you go through the garage to get to the guest bathroom. It was never used, bro.
Wow. Okay, so you know they were all peeing in there.
They come in 3 hours after the party started to eat.
They're
that was the first time any one of them was inside.
Oh, yeah, so you just know it. You don't know it's a free fall.
Why didn't you tell the kids?
I won't go in it for the rest of the summer.
Why didn't you tell the kids blue dye? There'll be blue dye around you if you pee in the pool. Scare them. A little
scare
tactics.
It scared me until I was probably about 30 years old. And then I decided since then, you know what? I'm letting it rip.
I'll play that card next year, Brian.
That's what I'm saying.
We had elevated ammonia levels after last birthday. Disaster. We couldn't swim in this thing for 6 months, so I went with the blue dye girls.
Yeah, ladies, if you do pee in the pool, there's going to be an embarrassing blue area around you. So just
we're all going to point and laugh at you and shame
there
you.
There you go.
Until you leave. There you go.
Hey, I'm just going to say, you know what an Olympian can do? It. So can I. Because these Olympians, man, first off, they got a pretty good reason as to why.
It's really cold in the water.
Well, these suits that they're wearing, unbelievable. They're skin tight, and they can take some swimmers up to 20 minutes to get on properly. So we've got situations here where as soon as you're just into the suit, it's like, I know if I got to go, I got to go. And some of these swimmers are getting interviewed. They're like, I always have to pee. I'm so hydrated. It's something where I've got to let it happen. Some of these athletes are letting it rip before they hop in the water. Katie Hoff revealed that she literally saw urine rolling down her leg and hit the floor while sitting next to another American swimmer in the past. They're just, hey, it's a free-for-all out here. We're about to jump into the chlorine. It's going to clean us.
Wow, so you're sitting there having a casual conversation with other competitors, and then they're just peeing down their leg, literally.
Peeing poolside?
They're peeing poolside.
They're peeing poolside, and Katie Hoff said, look, it sounds gross to outsiders.
And it's not nerves.
But because there's so much chlorine, you don't even think about it.
At least have the common decency to get in the pool before you pee.
That is pretty alpha. Like, I really don't care. That's like some Mark Schlereth stuff. I'm just going to stand here in the middle of a conversation and just pee right down my leg. No problem.
Okay, how about Lily King, who's a 2-time gold medalist? She said, I've peed in every single pool I've swam in.
Okay.
That's just how it goes.
I can
actually pee as I'm swimming.
Yeah.
She's got it down
that
confidently.
Yeah. Well, do you guys usually just like sit and float around and just marinate in your own pee when you're in the pool? You don't keep it active, so you're
I'm keeping it moving. I'm keeping it moving. Because then the next thing you know, like maybe you'll just feel a little bit of warmth.
I'm not a multitasker, okay? But I can pee
just
and
get
swim
out of
at the
damn
same
pool.
Time, too. No, did you not hear about the swimsuit that
they have? It's because of the suit.
It takes 20 minutes.
I get it. I'm talking about Woolchuck.
Okay, you're talking about Woolchuck.
Yes.
No, I'm wearing the suit too, Brian. Are you kidding me? I'm a damn Olympian. You've seen me in the pool.
No.
I'm going full body suits. I'm
that
skin
suit
tight.
Sounds terrifying.
It does take Woolchuck. Have you ever seen him try to get out of his bathing suit when it's all wet?
At least 20 minutes.
Stuff? Yeah,
that's the worst.
It's really not.
Need a
worth
crowbar.
It. You'd rather swim in his pee pool water than have to watch him go through that.
Damn
you feel for him.
Come on, Brian. Give me a break over here. I'm struggling.
It's exhausting.
Get out of the pool. If you have to pee outside the pool by the fence, do that.
903 says I live in an apartment in the colony, and last weekend a grown adult s'd in the pool.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's where we draw the line. We're not pooping in.
No, you're you're going to come on next week and tell us
I'm
an Olympian.
Situation.
I like pooped in the pool.
Well, if an Olympian poops in the pool, then maybe I'll reconsider.
That's the underlying actual bigger issue. Everybody talks about the peeing in the pool, the peeing in the pool.
It's the pool.
It's the flatulence is what it is.
You've got to shut the entire pool down. I can't tell you how many times going to summer camp growing up. Now we can't go swim today because some kids crapped in the pool.
Now I'm Bob Costas having to broadcast with pink eye.
Don't give me the visual of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I can deal with knowing it's a cesspool, but the moment I see the turd, I don't think I can go in that pool.
Right, because it has to be
not. No, yeah. No.
The pee you're not seeing.
No, that's insane.
You're seeing a floating.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Well, how about the grumper? The female triathloners. Hmm. They dipped in the poo water today.
Oh, did they?
They got in the Seine River. The men had yet to do it. They kept canceling and canceling. I guess every day they're checking these waters and trying to see if they pass the E. coli threshold to allow human beings to swim around in that water.
The very last event ever for the Paris Olympics is going to be swimming in the poo water.
This Canadian says, I didn't come here to finish top 10, but he finished 9th. He's like, but I did. I gave it everything I have. I went for it. I have no regrets. I vomited 10 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was a lot of poop in that vomit.
And only, like, a couple of those vomits were because he was, like, super physically taxed. You know, the rest were just because he was so disgusted with the sewage water that he was performing.
Just the thought of it?
Did this.
My goodness. Hey, have the surfing in Tahiti. Just take the triathlon there, too.
Yeah, let's take it to Tahiti.
Did you see that surfing thing? There's surfers that say they don't care about the lives of the surfers surfing at this place.
Really?
Oh, the waves are just too much.
Yeah,
big wave surfing?
Brian's over here watchdogging the people peeing in the pool. You'd like to swim in poop.
For an Olympic medal, this dude is not thinking he was going to be in the top 10. What happened? Top 10. It's because everybody else freaked out.
They were panicking.
He panicked.
Yeah. The pool water.
It's mental toughness right there.
Can you imagine?
Brian gets a gold medal. Everyone
that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's just in the brisk swimming
that's
in the front.
That's what I'm saying.
Woo! I love me some poo water.
There are like the people who are like totally like, oh my gosh, I'm disgusted. Me, I'm thinking of opportunity. I'm not going to finish better than maybe 12th. Next thing you know, I got a medal.
Would you pee in that water?
No,
I can't.
What's wrong with you?
I can't even believe
it. I don't understand you.
Somebody
because the water goes in your mouth. You know, you spit the water.
Already you're poop dealing with in much there, worse Brian. There. You're looking at millions of people.
No, he's talking about peeing in the pool water.
In the poo water.
No, the Seine River.
The Seine River, I'm doing it for a medal. I don't want to get in a pool and, like, his pee in it, and now I'm swimming the other side.
But would you pee in that Seine River? You're in the poo water
in
a medal.
No,
you wouldn't even pee in that?
This is
closed-minded of you,
this is
Brian.
Weird. Yeah, I know. I wish we could stop being Brian.
Don't be so damn stubborn.
Golly.
What? Just pee in the pool.
Look, the Olympians are peeing in the pool, Brian.
Why do
if
I want to
win for gold.
Why do I want to swim in a pool where Wolchek is like, I'm swimming the other side, and water's getting in my mouth, and he's peeing in that pool. And I know that he's just sitting his big body over there like, oh.
Oh, now he's going to fat shame.
Now
so
it's his big body.
I didn't say fat.
You were thinking crushed whale.
I was saying.
So are you totally.
Beached whale?
You were thinking beached whale.
No.
Yeah.
Big guy. He's a big guy.
Hey,
look at him.
Don't talk about my guy Wolchek the same way a lot of these people around here talk about Rob Ryan.
You know, okay? I'm going through
a crisis. Disrespectful as hell.
Hey, are you not pool guy at all, though?
Oh, I like the pool, but I like playing water volleyball, but I'm not going to, like, sit there and get in and out of the pool and, like, swim and go under it and then spit water out.
Everything.
Wolchek,
no, because he doesn't want to take his shirt off to begin with and even get in the pool.
Well, that's a whole other angle.
I've had 6 spots cut off me because of cancer.
And that's understandable.
That's why I keep my shirt on.
Wow. Yeah. So we go from fat shaming jokes to skin cancer jokes.
Yeah.
You guys are just strong right now.
I got 6 spots.
He's sideswiping everybody. Yeah. The nerve on this guy.
Can you believe that? I have skin problems, and my man went after me like that. That's just awful, isn't it?
You and everyone else.
Borderline unprofessional.
We've all got skin issues, Brian.
Tell me about it.
I just wanted to know it was consistent.
Some people have skin issues, and my man here has got like he's got like catcher's mitt face now.
He's on
all leather.
Excess skin issues.
He puts that aloe in it, just goes.
Yeah,
just
I'm
so
freaking peeling over here.
I'm still baffled at the guy who finished 9th place and he vomited 10 times.
Yes,
and he still has no regrets about swimming in the sewage water.
Yes.
In France.
Yes.
How is that even possible?
See,
you
that's
don't have
saying.
Regrets.
That's what I'm saying, man.
We have good antibiotics.
He's thinking
the worst is over.
You know what?
I hope he got an immediate penicillin shot.
If he doesn't throw up 6 times, 8 times, however long, he might have placed higher. he might have placed higher.
So he should be regretful then.
I think so. If he had a little bit more toughness about himself and didn't throw up.
That's the mindset that gets you a Super Bowl ring,
the
right?
Toughness.
There. That'll take you to
a little
the top.
More toughness.
Cowboys need to bring that
a
back.
A little bit more toughness.
Yeah, the toughness.
He got dehydrated and he's throwing up.
Swam through crap.
Maybe if he would have worked a little harder in preparation for the biggest competition of his life, you're right, Broadus, he probably would have finished something better than top nine. Very forgettable.
He was
finished ninth.
He went in, when he was walking in with his flag, he was thinking, I might be the 12th best one here.
He really vomited 10 times.
He finished ninth. Yes. He
wow.
finished ninth.
If
he
vomited 10 wow. times, if no
he,
regrets.
If he doesn't vomit 10 times, I guarantee he's top six.
We got 4 hours.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crib.
Dak.
That's Dak.
That's Dak. I think he does it already all
yeah.
the time. Yeah.
Does he cook himself? Or?
There's a video swirling around there that he on the grill or something like that. But it probably been one of those moments like, hey, get a video of me on the grill, but not really doing that.
did you see his dance moves, that video that
went viral? He was hitting it. Like, little yes.
He was having fun.
Well, I was just going to ask you, who's your favorite guy on the team to make fun of, but maybe it's Dak.
Yeah, I'll give it to Dak because he can dish it, but he can also take it.
Okay, and then finally, did you know that Mike Zimmer was a bit of a Riz God?
Yes.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's known throughout the league.
Yeah, no, Zim,
everyone pretty much knows.
Zim is a dog, and he's a it's Zim, no doubt.
You ever give him a fist bump for that one? Just say, hey, game, respect, game?
Just respect. You don't have to say what's going on, but attaboy. Respect, big guy.
If you could catch one pass from any NFL quarterback in history, not one that you've played with, mm-hmm. though.
Joe Montana.
Montana,
no
he's
question.
Your guy?
I mean, growing up a Niner fan, Joe Montana. Joe Montana, yep.
Troy Aikman second, of course.
Oh, yeah, I mean, no doubt. You
there
know,
you go.
Being here, yeah.
Stomach.
I'm just an honest man. No, I grew up riding my bike to UOP, watching, you know, those guys at training camp.
Dude, okay, I actually have a question for you. I don't know if we're going to get a chance to talk to Dak. I was going to give him this as a response, a canned quarterback answer for when he inevitably gets asked about the whereabouts of CeeDee Lamb during the holdout. Maybe you can pass this along to him. Whenever Dak gets asked about this, Dak should respond, I don't know exactly where he is right now. I just know he's open.
That was a good one. I'm going to give it to
him. He's open.
I'm going to give it to him. So if you hear it on his next interview,
We can thank
that's
B. Cooks.
That's all you. Not me. That's all you.
On the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing hot seat, Brandon Cooks, thank you so much for joining us on The Fan.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Salute. And an absolute A-plus there from Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
Man, so many great moments in that interview. So salute to him. Maybe that is a sign of things to come this season with Brandon Cooks. I do understand he's amongst the finalists to join us in our Cowboys Weekly interview segment. We do have Rangers content coming up at 6 o'clock. We have to, unfortunately, relive and revisit some of the big topics around Ranger disappointment once again. They got whacked. I mean, last night, 8-1, they outdid themselves today, 10-1, and got one hit by a dude making his big league debut, McGreevy or something like that. He owned him. One hit. We'll give you a C-note coming up at 6:20, recap a lot of the Cowboys news that have been happening. So we're going all the way until 7 o'clock. But I want to go a little bit around the Olympics, okay, because we got a lot of Olympic stuff going on. Wolchuk's got some restroom revelations here coming up in about 5 or 6 minutes. An outstanding question for you. The USA beat South Sudan 103-86. The 17-point margin of victory did not cover the spread, which was 29. Bam Adebayo had 18 points. The USA now 2-0 in group play. They have secured a spot already in the quarterfinals that will get underway a week from today. Okay, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament might be the most fascinating thing going on right now with the Olympics for me, because I'm shocked it's a sport, number one, and I'm shocked how much of a throwaway the roster is.
Dude, isn't Jimmer Fredette on the U.S. team?
Yes, they brought in Jimmer Fredette for more firepower.
I didn't know this was a sport either in the Olympics.
Hey, he's a sniper, man. Shoot or shoot.
You got the big three. You got guys like Katino Mobley and, you know, Jermaine O'Neal, Glenn Davis, I don't know, in theory, working their three-on-three game. How does Kareem Maddox become your leading scorer? He made a two-pointer with about 3 minutes remaining to cut the lead to 18-14 before Dylan Travis missed for the U.S. to set up Serbia's game winner. I mean, stop me when you recognize one of these names. Okay. Also, Serbia did not miss a one-point shot, making all 12 attempts, while the U.S. made just 10 of 16 of those, which makes me sound like in three-on-three hoops, the shots inside the arc are high-percentage looks. Serbia made all 12 of them. That would be a damn record in the NBA if you made your first 12 field goal attempts. Kenyon Berry, who's the son of Hall of Famer Rick Berry.
Rick Berry, yeah.
There's a name you'll recognize. Yeah. Works as a scientist for a defense contractor, added 2 points and a rebound off the bench.
That's a damn Olympian right
there.
That's
wonderful, man.
I guess. It seems like a weird bid of, like, YMCA guys getting together to compete internationally in maybe our best game than football.
Is this, like, real three-on-three basketball?
Yeah.
Or is this the – have you guys seen that game they have with just the goal with no backboard? It's almost like they're walking in there, and it's like – but you just, like, you have to, like, almost swish everything. Oh. Ever seen that game?
Is that the Australian version of basketball?
It's crazy. It was like a
backboard game.
Backboard game.
I have seen that.
Here we go, right there. Carter's got it up on the
Kyrie grew up playing.
What's that called, Carter?
It's called korfball, from what I understand.
Korfball.
K-O-R-F.
I kind of thought that's what you were talking about. That there are a bunch of dudes with no backboard just kind of walking.
We got legit 3-on-3 basketball, and we decided to send dudes that wouldn't even make the G League.
It seems
like a travesty.
That's amazing. I saw that somebody won a silver medal in the Olympic shooting. It was Turkey. Turkey sent out a guy with no specialized lenses or eye cover or ear protection. He just looked like a random dude they pulled right out of the audience. And he goes out there and he wins silver.
I saw that, yeah.
It's a damn assassin.
That was
what?
Cool. Yeah, he's got his hand in his pocket, both eyes open. He's got two-eye technique and just draining them.
That's incredible.
It's good for a silver medal.
As nonchalant a shooter as you've ever seen in your life, and this dude gets up there and half-asses his way to silver.
Is he military?
No idea.
He's got to have some kind of dominant background.
Come on,
he's probably a hitman.
Definitely proficient with firearms, I'll tell you that much.
51 years old,
The USA women played against Australia today in 11-on-11 soccer. Mm. They won 2-1. They advanced to the quarters. They're going to take on Japan. Trinity Rodman with another goal. She has scored or assisted in 3 straight games. First time that's happened in her international career.
Did the men move on? They were playing Guinea last night.
Yes, the men are onto the quarterfinals for the first time since 2000.
season. They'll face Morocco.
Morocco,
in the quarters on Friday. That's an 8 o'clock Texas time game. U.S. head coach Marko Mitrović is my guy. He has abandoned the idea of possession. He says, we're holding defensive shape and we're counterattacking. 7 goals in the last 2 games. 1 goal surrendered.
All right, that's your U.S. men's national coach right there.
I'm good with Marco.
Let's go. Sounds said like I'm out.
He's got the tactics. Canadian women's soccer docked 6 points for spying on their opponent's practices last week with drones.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They took it a step further in Spygate. This is amazing.
I saw they were super sloppy with the way they went about it. There was email exchanges where they were being very transparent.
The Canadian flags
about
on the drone. Yes. It's like, we know who this is, guys. Come on.
So they went into today's game 2-0, but with 0 points. They got the 1-0 win against Colombia. And an update on the story, their video coordinator, Jill Belichick, has been banned. I couldn't believe it.
Jill Belichick? Jill Belichick. Family tree.
Yeah. Okay, it's time now for an edition of Restroom Revelations. And here's your host, Woolchuck.
Who's peeing in the pool? Just admit it. 877-881-1053.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's back now because we've got Olympic swimmers who are revealing the unspoken protocol for peeing in the pool while they're just putting all their faith in chlorine.
You know, we had the birthday party for Abby on Saturday, 13 years old. Unbelievable how old she is now, freaking teenager. But I told all the kids as they were coming into the house, the only rule is no running on the garage floor because that's when you could slip, break a wrist. You might miss a couple of months
for the soccer
team.
Didn't tell your mom that, did you? When she would slip down the stairs.
Why you got to bring up old stuff like this, Brian? Come
that's
on,
a good
geez,
point, Brian.
Man.
I should have been looking out for my mom better.
He was looking out for kids, not the mom. Mom, go ahead and take
it. Not the mama.
But you go through the garage to get to the guest bathroom. It was never used, bro.
Wow. Okay, so you know they were all peeing in there.
They come in 3 hours after the party started to eat. That was the first time any one of them was inside.
Oh, yeah, so you just know it. You don't know it's a free-for-all.
Why didn't you tell the kids?
I won't go in it for the rest of the summer.
Why didn't you tell the kids blue dye? There'll be blue dye around you if you pee in the pool. Scare them. A little scare tactics.
It scared me until I was probably about 30 years old. And then I decided since then, you know what? I'm letting it rip.
I'll play that card next year, Brian.
That's what I'm saying.
We had elevated ammonia levels after last birthday. Disaster. We couldn't swim in this thing for 6 months, so I went with the blue dye girls.
Yeah, if you do pee in the pool, there's going to be an embarrassing blue area around you. So just
And we're all going to point and laugh at you and shame you.
There you go.
Until you leave. There you go.
Hey, I'm just going to say, you know what? An Olympian can do it. So can I. Because these Olympians, man, first off, they got a pretty good reason as to why.
It's really cold in the water.
Well, these suits that they're wearing, unbelievable. They're skin tight, and they can take some swimmers up to 20 minutes to get on properly. So we've got situations here where as soon as you're just into the suit, it's like, I know if I got to go, I got to go. And some of these swimmers are getting interviewed. They're like, I always have to pee. I'm so hydrated. It's something where I've got to let it happen. Some of these athletes are letting it rip before they hop in the water. Katie Hoff revealed that she literally saw urine rolling down her leg and hit the floor while sitting next to another American swimmer in the past. They're just, hey, it's a free-for-all out here. We're about to jump into the chlorine. It's going to clean us.
Wow, so you're sitting there having a casual conversation with other competitors, and then they're just peeing down their leg, literally.
Peeing poolside?
They're peeing poolside.
They're peeing poolside, and Katie Hoff said, look, it sounds gross to outsiders.
And it's not nerves.
But because there's so much chlorine, you don't even think about it.
At least have the common decency to get in the pool before you pee.
That is pretty alpha. I really don't care. That's like some Mark Schlereth stuff. I'm just going to stand here in the middle of a conversation and just pee right down my leg. No problem.
Okay, how about Lily King, who's a 2-time gold medalist? She said, I've peed in every single pool I've swam in.
Okay.
That's just how it goes.
I
can actually pee as I'm swimming.
Yeah.
She's got it down that confidently.
Yeah. Well, do you guys usually just sit and float around and just marinate in your own pee when you're in the pool? You don't keep it active, so you're
I'm keeping it moving. I'm keeping it moving. Because then the next thing you know, maybe you'll just feel a little bit of warmth.
I'm not a multitasker, okay? But I can pee
just
and
get
swim
out of the damn
same
pool.
Time, too. No, did you not hear about the swimsuit that
they have? It's because of the suit.
It takes 20 minutes.
I get it. I'm talking about Woolchuck.
Okay, you're talking about Woolchuck.
Yes.
No, I'm wearing the suit too, Brian. Are you kidding me? I'm a damn Olympian.
You've seen me in the pool. No. I'm going full body suits. I'm
that
skin
suit
tight.
Sounds terrifying.
It does take Walchuk. Yeah. Have you ever seen him try to get out of his bathing suit when it's all wet?
At least 20 minutes.
Stuff? Yeah,
that's the worst.
It's really not.
Need
worth
a crowbar.
It. You'd rather swim in his pee pool water than have to watch him go through that.
Damn,
you feel for him.
Come on, Brian. Give me a break over here. I'm struggling.
Get out of the pool. If you have to pee outside the pool by the fence, do that.
903 says I live in an apartment in the colony, and last weekend a grown adult s'd in the pool.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's where we draw the line. We're not pooping in.
No. You're going to come on next week and tell us
easily a
I'm an Olympian.
Situation.
I like pooped in the pool.
Well, if an Olympian poops in the pool, then maybe I'll reconsider.
That's the underlying actual bigger issue. Everybody talks about the peeing in the pool,
It's the poop.
It's the pool. It's the flatulence is what it is.
You've got to shut the entire pool down. I can't tell you how many times going to summer camp growing up. Now we can't go swim today because some kids crapped in the pool.
Now I'm Bob Costas having to broadcast with pink eye.
Don't give me the visual of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I can deal with knowing it's a cesspool, but the moment I see the turd, I don't think I can go in that pool.
Right, because it has to be
not. No, yeah. No.
The pee you're not seeing.
No, that's insane.
You're seeing a floating.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Well, how about the
grumper?
The female triathloners. Hmm. They dipped in the pool in the poo water today.
Oh, did they?
They got in the Seine River. The men had yet to do it. They kept canceling and canceling. I guess every day they're checking these waters and trying to see if they pass the E. coli threshold to allow human beings to swim around in that water.
The very last event ever for the Paris Olympics is going to be swimming in the poo water.
This Canadian says, I didn't come here to finish top 10, but he finished 9th. He's like, but I did. I gave it everything I have. I went for it. I have no regrets. I vomited 10 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was a lot of poop in that vomit.
And only, like, a couple of those vomits were because he was, like, super physically taxed. You know, the rest were just because he was so disgusted with the sewage water that he was performing.
Just the thought of it?
Did this. Yeah.
My goodness.
Hey,
you have the surfing in Tahiti. Just take the triathlon there, too.
Yeah, let's take it to Tahiti.
Did you see that surfing thing? There's surfers that say they don't care about the lives of the surfers surfing at this place.
Really?
Oh, the waves are just too much.
Yeah,
big wave surfing?
Brian's over here watchdogging the people peeing in the pool. You'd like to swim in poop.
For an Olympic medal, this dude is not thinking he was going to be in the top 10. What happened? Top 10. It's because everybody else freaked out.
They're panicking.
He panics
in the poo water.
It's mental toughness right there.
Can you imagine?
Brian gets a gold medal. Everyone
that's what I'm saying.
Like, he's just in the brisk swimming
that's
in the front.
That's what I'm saying.
Woo! They're like me some poo water.
There are like the people who are like totally like, oh my gosh, I'm disgusted. Me, I'm thinking of opportunity. I'm not going to finish better than maybe 12th. Next thing you know, I got a medal.
Would you pee in that water?
Oh,
I can't.
What's wrong with you?
I can't even believe.
I don't understand you.
Somebody
because the water goes in your mouth. You know, you spit the water.
Already you're poop dealing with in much there, worse Brian. There. You're looking at millions of people.
No, he's talking about peeing in the pool water.
In the poo water.
No, the Seine River.
The Seine River. I'm doing it for a medal. I don't want to get in a pool and like his peeing in it. And now I'm swimming
but
the other
you
side.
Pee in that Seine River. You're in the poo water
in
the medal.
No,
you wouldn't even pee in that.
This is just this
that's
is
closed minded.
This
of you,
is
Brian.
Weird. Yeah, I know. I wish we could stop being Brian.
He was
so
don't be so damn stubborn.
Golly,
what?
Just pee in the pool.
Look, the Olympians are peeing in the pool, Brian.
Why do
if you
I want to
for gold?
Why do I want to swim in a pool where Wolchek is like I'm swimming the other side and water's getting in my mouth? And he's peeing in that pool. And I know that he's just sitting his big body over there like, oh.
Oh now he's going to fat shame.
Now
so you're just
it's his big
pool
body.
I said, I did say
fat.
I did say fat.
You were thinking
say fat.
You
I
were
said,
thinking
you
a crushed whale.
I was saying.
So are you totally.
Beached whale?
You were thinking beached whale.
No.
Yeah.
Big guy. He's a big guy.
Hey,
look at him.
Don't talk about my guy Wolchuk the same way a lot of these people around here talk about Rob Ryan.
You know,
okay?
I'm going through a crisis.
Disrespectful as hell.
Hey, are you not pool guy at all, though?
Oh, I like the pool, but I like playing water volleyball, but I'm not going to, like, sit there and get in and out of the pool and, like, swim and go under it and then spit
you
water
know
out.
Everything.
Wolchuk,
no, because he doesn't want to take his shirt off to begin with and even get in the pool.
Well, that's a whole other angle.
I've had 6 spots cut off me because of cancer.
And that's understandable.
That's why I keep my shirt on.
Wow. Yeah. So we go from fat shaming jokes to skin cancer jokes.
Yeah.
You guys are just
six spots.
He's sideswiping everybody here. Yeah. The nerve on this guy.
I can't believe. Can you believe that? I have skin problems. And my man went after me like that.
That's just awful.
Isn't it? You and everyone else.
Borderline unprofessional.
We've all got skin issues, Brian.
Tell me about it.
I just wanted to know it was consistent.
Some people have skin issues, and my man here has got like he's got like catcher's mitt face now.
He's on all leather. Excess skin issues.
He puts that aloe in it, just goes,
yeah,
just
I'm
so
freaking peeling over here.
I'm still baffled at the guy who finished ninth place and
yes.
he vomited 10 times.
Yes.
And he still has no regrets about swimming in the sewage water
yes.
in France.
Yes.
How is that even possible?
See,
you
that's
don't
what
have
I'm
regrets.
Saying. That's what I'm saying, man.
You have good antibiotics.
He's
days.
Thinking.
The worst is
you
over.
You know what?
I hope he got an immediate penicilin shot
no,
the
no.
moment he got out
if
of the
he doesn't,
so.
If he doesn't throw up six times, eight times, however long, he might have placed higher. He might have placed higher.
So that he should be regretful then.
I think so. If he had a little bit more toughness about himself and didn't throw up.
That's the mindset that gets you a Super Bowl ring
the
right
there. Toughness.
That'll take you
a little
to the
more toughness.
Cowboys need to bring that
a
back.
A little bit more toughness.
Yeah, the toughness.
He got dehydrated and he's throwing up. And
the
it cost
swam
him.
Through crap.
Maybe if he would have worked a little harder in preparation for the biggest competition of his life, you're right, Broadus. He probably would have finished something better than top nine. Very forgettable.
He was
finished ninth.
He went in when he was walking in with his flag. He was thinking, "I might be the 12th best one here."
He really vomited 10 times.
He finished ninth.
Yes.
He
wow.
finished ninth. If he
vomited 10 times, no regrets.
If he doesn't vomit 10 times, I guarantee he's top six.
We got 4 hours down, one to go here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, it was a troubling day for the Texas Rangers.
Huh.
Proper round tripper brought to you by
Two
Uber
River.
Eats coming up next. We'll check what's in store.
I guess we'll just talk some damn baseball, shall we? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.